there. I am your host, Natalia Buendia, and you're listening to the Langara Voice podcast. On today's edition, we will be looking into holotropic breathwork and talk about its psychological effects by altering a person's state of consciousness using a breathing technique. We interviewed Carolyn Green, who has facilitated holotropic breathwork workshops throughout BC for 19 years. Actually, her most recent one was just walking distance from Langara. We asked Carolyn to explain holotropic breathwork and how does it differ from other types of breathwork. Here's what she had to say.
There's a lot of types of breathwork, but most of them, you're doing them in your everyday state of consciousness, your ordinary state of consciousness, with your eyes open, really focusing still on the voice of a teacher, on activities around you, on your environment. But this one is letting go of all that and just going really deep and letting go of, you know, a lot of your thinking mind, a lot of your environment, and letting your deep psyche activate an experience that's healing.
The dynamics of the workshop are pretty straightforward. The first part of the workshop is an opening circle where everybody introduces themselves and chooses a partner for the remainder of the day. This partner will alternate between being the sitter and the breather. One person will breathe for 3 hours straight while laying on the floor, while the other one sits right next to them with things such as water, tissues, and possibly helping the breather if they need any assistance from the facilitator. This dynamic allows the breather to focus only on that, breathing. After this, the instructions are quite simple. You just have to breathe very deeply and very fast, continuously, for 3 hours while listening to loud music with driving rhythmic beats. Here's an example of how it sounds. According to Carolyn Green and the theory behind the breathwork, you're opening the possibility to re-experience happy or painful memories of your childhood, the death of a loved one, or even pure ecstasy and laughter. We also asked Carolyn how re-experiencing this could help someone.
You know, most of us have lost a pet or a person, you know, and experienced a grief cycle, you know, and it's like everything's fine and then, you know, you're really hurting, maybe tears, maybe, you know, there's things you have to say or do to kind of get through that grieving period, and then you come to feeling better again. But for a lot of those losses in our life, that hasn't maybe been completed. There's still some kind of thorn, so we might shut down a little bit around that, the thorn in our psyche. So that means we don't have, you know, you don't have the full ability to be as joyful or as angry or as present because, you know, of these wounds.
People attend to these workshops for different reasons. Either they want some deep introspection or they are looking to explore their mind. Also, some writers and scholars, such as Richard Blinn, are interested in holotropic breathwork because of other reasons.
I mean, that's one of the spaces that's available through this work. Some people go back to life in the womb. That's one of the many possible spaces to go to.
I asked Carolyn how would she explain it to someone that has never experienced a non-ordinary state of consciousness. Here's what she had to say.
But they probably realize that there's the conscious mind that is the tip of the iceberg. A lot of people are familiar with that idea, that what we're, you know, what we're thinking and what we're seeing in our senses, what's going on in our mind every day is just part of our whole consciousness. There's the subconscious, so there's the deep psyche that, you know, when we go into dreams, there's a lot more going on there, right? So you know, the average person is aware that there's more going on beneath the surface of their consciousness. So this is a whole other way of looking at yourself and your psyche, that what this approach allows you to do with the breath is to get out of your everyday mind, right? Your everyday thinking is usually has an iron grip on your attention. It's running the show. It's morning to night, it's A to B, and it's getting everything done.
Now that you know more about the power of breathing, you can explore your subconscious by breathing and discover your own power within. I am Natalia Buendia, and thank you for listening to the Langara Voice podcast.